Amy Wellborn is an American Catholic author, columnist, activist, academic and public speaker. Her interest in Benedict XVI, the Pope, the man and the theologian, is such that she has been following his activity through the years and has her own personal insight into his teachings and his ways. The reason I'm telling you this is that Amy popped into the radio just recently to say hello and took some time to speak to my colleague Charles Collins about her work and her thoughts. She told Charles that she has a special interest in teaching religion to children, to young children, say preparing for communion, and has years of experience in catechetical formation. Charles took the opportunity of quizzing Amy Wellborn on the very idea of Pope Benedict XVI as a teacher for children.
The Holy Father is always, people remark upon him as a theologian. He was a well-known theologian even before he entered the episcopate. He headed the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith for decades before becoming pope. So he taught in theology classes. Graduate students write their whole thesis on his teaching. Is the pope good at talking to children?
I think he is. Throughout his papacy, Pope Benedict has spoken to many audiences, often in relatively informal settings of question and answer periods. And he's spoken to people from all age groups, including young people, teens, and children. And the reason that, you know, I really think that parents and children both, of course, would benefit from reading what he has to say is that he has a gift for presenting complicated mysteries, we might say, in simple language that isn't simplistic, that isn't watered down, that is clearly focused on the core of what's being communicated. And, you know, as a former teacher myself, and as a writer who is engaged in communication all the time, I know that the key to effective communication involves two basic things, knowing your material and knowing your audience, and being able to present the material at the level of the audience while maintaining the integrity of the material. And Pope Benedict does this. We know that he does it in his writings for the general public and his teaching and his general audiences and all of that, his homilies, you can hear that. And it's no different for children. He is able to answer their questions, the questions that children have, in a way that to me seems to indicate that he hasn't forgotten what it is like to be a child and to have these kinds of questions and what would be helpful for a child to hear.
Can you give us an example? Where have you seen him speaking to a child where you think, wow, he really presented a complex idea in a way that a child could understand?
Well, I think one of the best examples was in 2005 in October. He did a catechesis with groups of First Communion children and their families who had gathered in St. Peter's Square for a celebration. And he did a question and answer session with them. The children had been, of course, selected beforehand, and their questions had been selected and previewed, but the Pope answered extemporaneously. And, you know, he got questions that are very typical questions that a child would ask of First Eucharist. For example, you know, asking how Jesus is present in the Eucharist and, you know, what does that mean? If you can't see him, what does that mean? And he uses the example of a light bulb. He says that we don't see the deepest things in life, the things that are very important. They're often invisible to us. So, as he says, with a light bulb, we do not see the current, the electrical current, but we see the light. And so he communicates the presence of Christ and the ongoing presence of Christ in the Eucharist in our own lives through that imagery. And, you know, it's very simple, but very, you know, focused on what the reality is.
Is there a problem in religious education for young children that when you try to bring it down to their level, you end up dumbing it down instead?
Yeah, it's a real challenge. And it's something that has really plagued Catholic catechesis over the past 40 years. And I've you know, as a former DRE, I looked at a lot of Catholic catechetical materials and also Protestant evangelical catechetical materials. And, you know, you don't see the same kind of dumbing down among the evangelicals. They, you know, expect young children to be memorizing Bible verses. They don't treat them as if they are incapable of sort of learning things that point them to greater things. And so, yeah, there is a big problem in that so much of the catechesis that our children are exposed to and are formed by is too simplistic, focuses essentially on sort of vague concepts of love without concretizing them in the ways that Catholic tradition has found so powerful in communicating the faith through the centuries. And so, you know, I think someone like Pope Benedict provides us a good example of how to sort of directly answer children's questions in a way that brings in as much tradition and as much theological foundation as is possible for that age, which is a profound act of respect for a child.
People often talked about Pope John Paul II as a pope who could relate well with young people. Of course, he started World Youth Day, which is aimed, of course, for older children than First Communion. Do you think that young people and even small children can relate to this pope who is often, you know, the professor pope? Can they relate to him?
I think so. I mean, I've seen it. And, you know, if you read the transcript, for example, of that First Communion session. If you watch video of the Pope with children, one of the things that comes to mind is the Pope's recent visit to the United States, in which he met with disabled children and their families. And that was a very affecting moment, not only in what he said, but in the way they all interacted. And so, yes, you know, it all becomes a question of opportunity. It becomes a question of our openness as parents and as people who are engaged in formation and catechesis to, you know, sort of bringing the Pope into the conversation with our children and opening them to the material and the words which he's saying in his teaching. And so it's sort of a two-way street in that, you know, the more that the Holy Father has opportunities to catechize young people and children, the better. And also, it's up to us to, you know, our kids aren't looking for what the Pope is saying. You know, it's up to us to bring those words to them.
You mentioned the Pope's meeting with the disabled children. In Australia, he met with young people who were at a facility for people who have had been troubled, and sometimes they were addicts or they had been criminals. Here in Rome, he met with the prisoners at a youth prison. Do you see with Pope Benedict, what is he telling young people? Again, these are maybe a little bit older than the First Communion. What is his general message in all these meetings to young people, do you think?
His general message for young people is the same message that I think he has for all of us, which is that God loves us and that God loves us so much he came to earth as Christ among us, and that life is full of joy when we have Jesus Christ as our best friend. And, you know, that's what he communicates to young people in these difficult situations in which probably their deepest problem underneath all of the exterior problems is a lack of hope. And, you know, a lack of hope comes from a sense that one is not important, that one is not loved. And I see Pope Benedict really very, you know, consistently and almost, you know, passionately in a way, trying to communicate to them and, as I keep saying, to the rest of us, that life is worth living because God is the author of life. God gave each one of us life. And that in Christ, we have the great gift of being able to have this intimate friendship with God through Christ. That, you know, when we open ourselves to that, gives us great joy and peace and hope.
That was American Catholic writer Amy Wellborn speaking there to Charles Collins.